we have just hippity-hoppity to a different land. And in this land, there are lots of great books around us. And at the center, handing them out and telling us all about them, is Susanna Hermans from Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck and Millbrook. And it is it's a delight to have her back on the program, as always. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm great. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm very happy. I have to say, I was. We have these lovely headphones. We have great headphones, and every once in a while, they have these like foam pads on them. Well, you know, the foam will sometimes rub. You know. Rub away. You know what I mean? It sort of disintegrates. So for the last couple of days, my ears have been ripping into it, and I wrote a note to the engineering department, finally remembering this morning that was something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And within seconds, down they come, and they bring it look at these nice,
those are
soft,
pretty plush.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I have just a comfy sweater on. It's
Yay.
Really great. I love it. So thanks to them for coming in
sometimes
that's my moment of need.
That's
yeah.
all it takes to make a Tuesday, you know, so much better.
Yes. So I feel like all warm and cozy on this cold Tuesday, and I'm ready to talk books. So
Yay.
Where do we begin?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So the first book I brought to talk about is called Still Writing, The Perils and Pleasures of a Creative Life.
I love this book.
Danny Shapiro. Good. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Danny is one of our beloved local authors, and she'll be at our Millerton store on Sunday, the 17th, this coming Sunday at 4:00. And this is really sort of...
You didn't correct me. I said Rhinebeck and...
I know.
And it's Millerton
and
Rhinebeck.
It's Millerton. So many people confuse Millerton and Millbrook that I don't even hear it anymore.
Okay. My apologies.
No worries. We are not in Millbrook, but Millerton is where you'll find us for sure. But Danny's book is sort of a memoir of being a writer.
Yeah.
It's not writing instruction, but it's, you know, meditations on the writing life. She actually had this amazing 1-hour segment with Oprah on the Oprah Channel, which I haven't gotten to watch yet, but she, you know, I spoke to her after she had taped it, and she was just sort of blown away by the response she's gotten for this book. And it's just a beautiful gem of a book to give as a gift to someone you know aspires to write or someone who writes professionally. A lot of people can get stuff out of her work.
It is. It's a beautiful book, and also writing, but also as the subtitle suggests, just a creative life.
Absolutely, anyone who's in the arts, I think,
yeah.
will appreciate it.
It's very, very well done. So, Danny Shapiro, and you have an event coming up at
yep.
the Millerton store on Sunday at 4:00. And you can find more at oblongbooks.com, and we'll tell you more about that at the end of the segment.
Next up, this pairs well with Danny's book, if you're looking for a really nice gift. This is probably the book that I could see myself giving to every single person I know for Christmas. It's called A Reader's Book of Days, True Tales from the Lives and Works of Writers for Every Day of the Year by Tom Nisley. This book came in, I don't know, maybe like a week or two ago, and I have been obsessed with it. It is truly a book of days, a page for every day of the year, with facts about what writers were born and died on that day, as well as just really interesting facts about other things that happened that relate to literature. And I should have pulled out a few just that are especially amazing. But I could literally spend hours reading this book, and it's the absolute perfect gift for anyone you know who loves books, period.
Tom's going to be on the show.
We've
actually taped an interview with him, and it's he's a Jeopardy champion, and he has put this book together. He worked at Amazon for a long time, but don't hold that against him. And he has every day there's something, let's say August 28th could be something that happened in a novel. It could be something that happened in a character of literature's life. It could be something that happened to an author. And it's a fascinating look. And it's one of those books that you know, pardon me for being gross, but you know, good bathroom reading.
It's true. It's good bathroom reading, but it's also great coffee table reading.
Yes, absolutely.
As well.
That's far more refined.
It's a beautiful object.
It is a beautiful object, and you you could see this. This will be a page a day calendar.
Oh yeah. Oh
you know,
yeah, yeah.
You know
next
that.
Next year, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
2015.
A reader's book of days. It's very fun.
And then I have another one that's an absolute total easy gift for, again, anyone you know in your life who has a soul will enjoy Unlikely Loves, which is a follow-up to the phenomenal bestseller Unlikely Friendships. Both are by Jennifer Holland. If you don't know Unlikely Friendships, it was one of our best-selling books of the year last year. Absolutely staggering. You know, we had a poster up behind the cash register that showed a monkey and a very bedraggled-looking cat sort of sitting next to each other looking like best friends, but also sort of looking like they could kick your butt. And anyone who noticed the poster asked what the book was, and I handed it to them, and almost every single person would then buy the book. I've never seen a phenomenon where a poster actually generates sales. So I am like a firm believer, not to mention the fact that the book is absolutely phenomenal. So it's stories and photos of unlikely friendships in the animal kingdom. You know, dogs who are best friends with owls, leopards and dogs, boa constrictor and the pit bull, the lady, the tiger, and the German shepherd. So there's just incredible stories in here. So Unlikely Loves is the second. You don't need to have the first one to enjoy this one at all. And they're all true stories. I mean, it's not like fiction. It's legit. Animal friendships.
It's like The Girl and the Moose. And some of these are short-term relationships. Others last for quite a long time. These are the most adorable pictures in the world.
Yeah. I mean, if you love animals, this is a natural.
So the puppies and a chicken.
Right? Right.
Like, how do you not?
Yeah.
The goat and the pit bull.
Goats. I love it.
Oh, and the little baby goat and the pit bull. Oh, that is all right.
Yeah.
Well, you lost me now.
See, you understand now. Everyone who looks at it has to buy it.
Oh, my God. Look at that. So for those of us who are looking on the web, there are three little puppies and a little piggy.
Aww.
I mean, that is just so cute. And it doesn't even look like overly staged.
Mm-mm. No, they're real friendships.
Yeah, these are real friends.
Yeah.
The giraffe. Goats seem to make a lot of friends in this book.
Goats are a friendly breed. I
like goats.
Know. Says the girl who has never really encountered one. okay, so next up I have this book that I just started reading. Have you seen this, Joe?
This is the J.J. Abrams?
This is the J.J. Yeah. Abrams,
I don't
Doug
quite understand
Dorst
it.
I don't either.
It involves parts.
Yeah, it's called S. It's a novel, but it's like highly intense. So this book comes slip-jacketed. Inside is a different book that looks like an old library book. It's got like a sticker on the binding. It looks very old. And you open it up and there's writing in the margins.
Yeah.
So the basic premise is that this is some sort of long-lost classic novel, and two students in a school library have discovered it and are writing notes to each other and trying to solve the mystery of the book and the mystery of the man who wrote it. I'm reading it right now. It's absolutely fascinating. I have yet to decide if it's actually excellent or if it's just really cool, because it does have lots of ephemera in it. There's papers and letters and postcards and stuff that just spills out of the pages. And
yeah, it seems very intensive.
It's very intensive.
And if you dropped it, you sort
of
just
true.
Be...
Yeah, Joe, don't take any of the papers out. I'm reading that copy. Don't mess me up. But, you know, I'm just fascinated by it. I am a J.J. Abrams fan, and I think anybody who is...
No, would, oh, jeez.
Oh,
okay.
Joe, we're ruining it.
Sorry. Known for Lost.
For Lost and Alias and the new Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
Anybody who's a fan of J.J. Abrams will just freak out for this, I think.
It's beautifully done.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they did it is really cool, but it is odd.
Yeah, I mean, it's taken me 3 days to get 40 pages in, but I'm really, like, investing myself in it. So we'll see.
Sort of like a Roz Chass cartoon. It's all these little things to read.
And then I have three young adult books to wrap up my list.
Okay.
Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell. Rainbow wrote a book called Eleanor and Park, which I would call one of my top books of the year.
I remember you talking about that.
I'm talking about it. This is her new novel. It's called Fangirl. It's about twin sisters who go off to college, and focuses on one of the sisters. And all of a sudden, she's by herself. Her sister doesn't want a room with her. She's a little bit shy. She's not out there partying like her sister is. But what she's best known for is that she writes fan fiction based on what is sort of a thinly veiled Harry Potter. So it's not Harry Potter, but in the world of the book, there is a series like Harry Potter that people write fan fiction about. And our protagonist is famous on the internet for writing amazing fan fiction.
Okay. All right. That makes sense now, because I just opened up to a page where a bunny was on fire.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry. Right. That's
everything's
fan fiction.
Fine. Okay.
Rainbow writes with so much heart. She's my favorite author that I discovered this year, and I am absolutely in love with everything she's done. So this is a great one for grown-ups, a great one for teens. If you love a good story and you love good writing, read it.
It is Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell, and it looks great.
Yeah. And then next we have The Eye of Minds by James Dashner. James Dashner wrote the Maze Runner series, which has been hugely popular fantasy series, and or science fiction fantasy. And this is his new one in a new series, first book in a new series. He's going to be at our Rhinebeck store on Monday the 18th at 6 o'clock. A weird Monday night event, but he's on tour and we'll take him whenever he comes by. So Eye of Minds is sort of about this not too distant future where so much of our lives have shifted to a virtual reality world that some mysterious person has actually found a way to keep people captive inside this virtual universe. And the teenagers who are trying to save the world, basically. He's a great writer. Totally high action adventure. I know a lot of kids who are going to freak out for this book.
It is The Eye of Minds by James Dashner, and from the Maze Runner fame.
And then last up is a book that scared the pants off of me, and I absolutely loved it. It's called The Waking Dark by Robin Wasserman. Robin will be at our Rhinebeck store on Sunday, December 1st at 4 o'clock. So this is it's set very much in our world, in a small town in the Midwest, where all of a sudden, one day, 12 people are murdered in the town. Nice. All by different people and all completely randomly. It's like all people right. have gone crazy and all of a sudden there's all these deaths. And everyone sort of brushes it under the rug. Like they're like, oh, it was just the day of madness. Everybody went crazy. But is that really what happened? Is it going to happen again? Can it be stopped? Is it an evil in the town? Anyone who likes Stephen King, anyone who likes Justin Cronin, this is for me was very much like a young adult version of The Passage. Robin is a fantastic writer, and I just sat and read this book straight through. I was so terrified, and I just loved it. Sometimes that's just what you want,
stuff.
You know?
So let's go down this real quick. Danny Shapiro will be at the Millerton store on Sunday at 4 o'clock, and then James Dashner will be at the Rhinebeck store on Monday the 18th at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And Robin Wasserman will be at the Rhinebeck store on Sunday the 1st of December at 4 o'clock. You can find out information about all of those events, all of the books that Susanna mentioned, by going to oblongbooks.com. Better yet, go visit them in either Rhinebeck and Millerton. Please, Millerton or Rhinebeck, and you can also see their list on our website at wamc.org. And Susanna, it's always a delight to have you here. Thank you so much for doing this and your enthusiasm and picking out such great stuff.
Thanks, Joe.
Always so good to see you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.